getting bullied and worshipped at the brothel because of your small dick. This was a commission, and I had a lot of fun doing the role of Lila, the cruel woman. Now, I kept thinking, I'm like, am I going too far with this? Because I'm like, this is so mean. But I was told to be mean, to be cruel, to bully him. So I did that. But at times I was just like, I don't know if I'm going too far with this. I don't want to make anyone feel bad. But I know that humiliation is, well, that. So hopefully I didn't cross any lines. Now, I get asked a lot about penis size. So, especially because I do so many audios about men with really large penises. So this is something that comes up a lot where people assume that I'm a size queen or whatever. I don't know if that's going to happen with this, where people are going to be like, wow, okay, you wrote it, and is this what you think about small penises? I do not judge someone based on their penis size. Everyone deserves good orgasms, okay? But yeah, as I said, Lila's character was a lot of fun for me. I had a lot of fun coming up with the jokes. And the microscope and tweezers part, that's an homage to Tank Girl. If you've seen the movie, you might have caught that. But maybe that's, you know, a well-used joke. I'm not sure. There were parts that I had to cut. I don't remember if this part made it, but there was a line about him being like a Ken doll, having the anatomy of a Ken doll. I really hope that did make it into it, but there are reasons why I wasn't really able to put it in if I didn't put it in, but I might have found a good place for it. Hopefully I did. While I'm writing or recording, I'll have something in there that I really like, but while editing, I'll have to remove it, either because there was something that was said that was not clear enough, so then I cannot use whatever line I want to use because it just will be completely out of context or out of place, or because if it's a situation like this where I'm playing two different characters, then there might not be a part where I can naturally fit it in, if that makes sense. Like for this, I did the two voices completely separately. A lot of times when I play more than one voice, I record straight through and I just keep switching voices while recording. This, I did not do that. One reason might be because it was a commission and I just wanted to make sure that the voices were very distinctive. And to make sure of that, I did do them both separately. And then I just had to edit them together, which takes a lot of time. A lot of time. Plus, I had to do it separately because they were going to overlap as well. And I believe it was because of the overlapping that the Kendall part might not have worked out because there might not have been room for it. Enough space, because Kira might have been talking too much. And I cannot always just break up the recording because, you know, there might be other noises that are going on, you know, if it's a blowjob or sex or something like that, where there's heavy breathing or there's just some reason why I cannot break it up, because then it would be obvious that it was cut up, and I don't want it to seem like that. I want it to seem as natural as possible. So for that reason, I cannot always edit and insert something in the middle of some action that's going on, because then it would seem really fake. I believe I did find a place for the Ken doll part. Sorry, I edited this 2 or 3 days ago, so now I don't remember if I had it in there or not. But I would definitely say that the hardest editing that I ever have to do is when I play more than one character. Whenever there's overlapping, that takes so, so long. And a note to myself that I have to remember is when I'm doing overlapping parts, I have to remember to not talk so much or to, well, talk as much, but I guess leave more space with heavy breathing or sex or whatever so that I can break it up easily enough. Well, not break it up, but I can have one part still running so you just hear the heavy breathing while the other person's talking so that I don't have to break it up, I guess I mean. Yeah. It's kind of hard to explain, but I think you get what I mean. And I'm usually pretty good at that. This one was more of a challenge, though, but I actually found a way around it, but I'm not going to say what that was. So I probably did find a way to put in the line, because, yeah, I remember what I did now to kind of finagle things to make it seem like the action has not been broken up. Ooh, did I give away too much? My editing secrets. Mainly, I don't like sharing that part because I don't want to hurt the immersion for when you're listening to it. I don't want you to be like, oh, so maybe that's where blah, 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 blah. I'm not saying. I will say that I had a lot of fun editing it. And stuff like this is really fun to edit. I do love editing layered pieces because I always feel so proud of those when they're finished. So I really, really enjoy those. Now, I have definitely re-recorded things before. If something doesn't work out, then sometimes I have to re-record, but I try not to do that just because when something is re-recorded, I've had issues with it before where you could tell that there's a part that was re-recorded and put in. And so I don't like to do that. Usually it comes out naturally. It just depends on what the situation is. Because a lot of times I can get away with not having to re-record. I can just take out stuff and then just, yeah, and then finagle things. So normally I don't have to re-record. I will do anything to make it so I don't have to re-record something. But re-recording, normally I have really good luck with it. Now, of course, while recording, I'll fix mistakes, I'll do whatever, and I will say things like 20 times if I need to. I'll just go over and over and over the line until it's exactly how I want it. But sometimes when I'm recording, I don't notice how awful something sounds. For example, when I was recording Click Part 6, I don't do commentaries for these, so that's why I'm gonna say it here. I was playing, you know, the character who is just so horny and she needs to be fucked right here, right now, in every single hole. And so I was just talking so fast and I was just so desperate. And so there were so many lines where you cannot tell what the hell I was saying because I was talking so fast and I was just so cock hungry. So I had to keep taking out things. And that also worked because a lot of that was improv. So it didn't really matter what I took out. But yeah, I kept listening. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm saying. So how are you going to know what I'm saying? I mean, it did fit the character and it made sense that it was hard to tell what she was saying because, you know, she was getting fucked in like at least a couple holes at the same time while saying it. And then there are the times when there is a line I cannot say for whatever reason and I try it over and over and over and over again and I just have to go with the best one, even if it's not perfect. And it's something that I can't even cut out of the audio, I just have to go, okay, it's just gonna have to be there because it's really important. With lines like that, I try to reword them as many times as I can to try to get it said in a way that's as natural as possible for me. But sometimes I cannot do that because there's just something that is just not natural for me to say, I guess, or like the wording is not something that someone would normally say, so it's difficult. And no matter how I word it, it just still does not sound right. But sometimes I still have to go with it. So, you know, I'll have to edit out 2 minutes where I tried to say that line over and over and over again until it's how I want it. It doesn't happen a lot of times where I'm not satisfied with the line. But there are times when I just have to say, okay, I have to go with the one that's the best. Because I can't get this how I want it. No matter how many times I reword it, no matter how many times I try to say something else but still get the same point across, sometimes it just does not work. Doesn't happen that often, but yeah, it does happen. So yes, here's a look inside of editing and recording. Now, when I first started making audios, editing was a much more difficult process because I was doing it very differently. It took longer. The actual editing, what I was saying part, I didn't do sound effects, but editing my lines was a lot more difficult back then. So I would not say something over and over and over and over and over and over again. I would just try to get it right the first time if I could, or the second time. And so when I listen to those audios sometimes, I'm just like, oh gosh, I cringe. But I did not have a practical way to edit back then. So I don't blame myself. But, ooh. I like how I edit now. It's a much easier way. I don't know that it takes less time necessarily, but it's so much, it's still easier. It's kind of hard to explain. But yeah, like, I guess I was doing it on my phone when I first started. And the program that I was using, no, it was awful. Just awful. So yeah, I tried to make as few mistakes as possible back in the day. Or if I made mistakes, I'd be like, okay, I'm 45 minutes into this audio, but I'm going to re-record because I know I'm not going to be able to edit all this. And I'm going to try to make less mistakes this time. Oh, it was hard to make audios back in the day before I knew what the hell I was doing. So yeah, my editing really kind of sucked back then. It's a lot better now. Okay, I just keep talking. I'm sorry. I will shut up. What else can I say about this audio? It was fun. I really enjoyed it. Kira is such a sweet woman. I really like her. Lila, not so much, but she's the more fun one to play. Just because I think sweet can be boring. I don't know. I'm glad she's in there because she definitely takes the edge off of the horrible things that Lila says. So I'm very happy about Kira. It's always more fun to play the mean characters. I don't know what that says about me. Maybe because I'm not mean at all in real life. So for me, you know, it's fun to kind of like become someone else. That's what I want to think. I'm going to go with that.